This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Que lei la chiamo Gloria. Gloria sui tuoi fianchi. La mattina nasce il sole. Entra odio ed esce amore.
Welcome back. The Enterprise Center, site of Game 6. We'll get to some text in just a moment, Brian. But first, let's tell you about our good friends, Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES, longtime friend of the show. He is regarded as one of the great eye surgeons in the St. Louis area. He does that LASIK surgery like nobody else. You want to get those eyes fixed? You want to get rid of the glasses? You want to get rid of the contacts for the rest of your freaking life? Well, this is the way to do it. 866-260-EYES, Dr. Michael Jones. He's the best at what he does. Also, tonight, if you want to watch the game in a real spirited atmosphere, there's no better sports bar in town than 99 Hops House at Hollywood Casino. 99 different beers to choose from. The food is outstanding. You may want to celebrate a Game 6 victory and head on over to the Final Cut Steakhouse or maybe Charlie Gito's. We know that Hollywood Casino will be rocking tonight for Game 6. All right, Brian, how about a couple of texts we can read?
I'm sure that there are a lot of stories like this, but here comes from the 314. What will this game mean tonight? My parents were season ticket holders. I was born in 1970, the day after the NHL All-Star game was last in St. Louis. I was in attendance that night with obstructed view seating because my mom was there. I continued to go to games regularly with my dad throughout my childhood. I lost my dad to cancer in 93. Now I'm a season ticket holder. And my 7-year-old daughter goes most every game with me. We will be there tonight, and I'll admit that if the Blues win, I might cry like a baby thinking of my dad and sharing that moment with my daughter from the 314.
Wow, that's powerful. There's going to be a bunch of those stories tonight for people who can actually afford the tickets because they are pricey. In fact, today I got a note that the only seats I think are available right now at $352. But it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so I think a lot of people are going to take the plunge. Brian, I just talked to a guy that bought a ticket for in Las Vegas at the beginning of the season for the Blues to win the Stanley Cup. And it was a $400 ticket, and if he wins $100,000.
Wow.
And as of this morning, he's been offered $24,000 cash for it.
No, I let it ride.
Yeah, what the heck now,
yeah.
Huh? There's a big difference between 24 and 100 grand, right?
Right.
All right. What else?
Frank, no question, this could be the biggest game of all time up to this point. Stamp our ticket in today's NHL has been the hardest achievement to reach, and we're so close. It's the biggest game so far, in my opinion. That's from the Fresh Squeezed Lemming, Splashback Deuce saying that this one is the most important one until the next one. Never won a game in the cup final.
That's true. Well, would you say, I guess this game, though, would be more important than game one of the Stanley Cup finals, wouldn't it? I don't know.
I don't think so.
You get to the finals.
Yeah.
You have to win this to get there, and you could always win games 2, 3, 4, and 5. It's a tough call. You could make a case for it. All right, what else?
Jaden Schwartz, is starting to remind me of Joey Mullen a little bit. He's slippery, and his shot is lethal. From the Prodigal.
Yeah, it's a good good comparison. And the thing about Jaden is the guy has had 3 seasons with 24 or more goals. He was a first-round draft choice. I mean, I think he was picked like 1 pick or 2 picks ahead of Vladimir Tarasenko. So he's always been gifted. He's always been special. He just had bad luck this year during the regular season. What else you got?
Most important game since at least 1986 from Doug's prison wallet.
So you mean the game 7
probably,
in 86?
Which
yeah.
I'd agree with.
Yeah. Because you lost that game 7, 2-1 in Calgary after the Monday Night Miracle. Not bad. We're getting some good suggestions here.
Tim Van Gelder saying there's also a big difference between 24 grand and zero from the 636.
We're going to open that up. If you could make $24,000 in a $400 ticket, but with the possibility of making $100,000, which way would you go? All right, what else?
Boy, I would just have to keep it, I feel like.
God, just think, though. You get a check for $24,000.
Mm-mm, I'd keep it. I'd let it ride. How would you feel if you sold it today for $24,000 and they did somehow go on to win it all? What would your regret level be?
Oh, boy. And you're also betting against the Blues, too.
Right. Look, you're a gambler. You already put the money down. Go full. Go full gambling on this.
It's only $400, right? You know what? If you win that $100,000, I think the first thing you should do is buy season tickets for next year. Really good ones. Enjoy your life. All right. What else there? What else you got there, Brian? Oh, okay. I think Pierre is calling in. But before we take Pierre, I do want to tell you about our good friends at Maryville. Go to maryville.edu for more information. They are a lovely campus in town and country, and nobody does a better job than Maryville in that transition from high school to college. They are terrific at what they do, and we appreciate them being our title sponsor. Go to our sponsor of the phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that lovely campus. Also, we are broadcasting live from the Bomarito Suite. There are some classic photos in here of Frank Bomarito, who started the Empire a long time ago. Now there are 20 new car locations. There are 9 pre-owned car locations, and nobody does it better than Bomarito. All right, let's welcome to the program a man who is watching this skate just like I am. I can see Pierre Maguire. Pierre, if you look to your left, and I'm waving my arms right here. Do you see me here? Pierre, welcome to the program. Hello. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you doing?
Very good. How about just your excitement level for this Game 6 on a 1 to 10?
10. Anytime you do a game, it's high, but I'm always excited, obviously, for a potential closeout game. I'm thrilled to death for the fans here in St. Louis. When you look at where this team was in January and where they are now, how could you not be excited for the fan base here? It's been so long coming. Obviously, it's far from being done, Frank, but it's an exciting time in St. Louis Blues hockey history for sure.
You have spent a lot of time with Craig Berube over the last couple of weeks, and I know you've known him your whole life. Give us a quick impression or a quick little story, something that really jumps out at you about Craig.
His ability to communicate and earn trust of his players. He communicates fantastically well with his players, and they trust him. It's pretty apparent. When you watch Patrick Maroon and the reaction after he scores the overtime-winning goal against the Dallas Stars because of the time they spent together, if you know the story of Braden Schenn and the 9 full years he spent in the National Hockey League, 8 of those years have been with Craig Berube, whether Berube was a head coach or an assistant coach. And you see the trust that Schenn has and the way Schenn plays for him. You look at the development of Colton Parayko. You look at the veteran presence of Jay Bouwmeester. I can keep going down the line. The one thing that really is apparent about Craig is ability to communicate and really have the trust of his players. Those are two huge components for an NHL coach.
Have you seen many goaltenders in your years of covering the league this young, this composed, like Jordan Binnington?
Yeah, Patrick Waugh, Marty Brodeur. I mean, to be honest, I'm talking about some of the greats of all time, but Marc-Andre Fleury would be another one. I mean, there have been guys that have been – that's the thing. And again, Frank, you're around this team all the time. Jordan Binnington's 25. He's not 22 or 23. He's been kicked in the teeth a bunch. And that's the thing that I've always marveled. I remember when he played his first Game 7 in 2 rounds ago, and I remember – I remember talking with Eddie Olczyk about him, my partner on NBC, and saying, you know, everybody's calling him a kid. This guy's been around. I mean, he's been belted in the teeth, and that's a big part of being a goalie is trial by fire. And I think he's handled it really well, and that's one of the reasons why I think he's so unflappable is he is a little bit older, he's a little bit more mature, and he wants to prove people wrong.
You know, I can picture the Sharks, despite the fact they may be beaten up, coming out here and playing an incredible game. But, you know, I can't picture, and I may be wrong about this, I can't picture the Blues laying an egg. I mean, with the way they're playing right now and the way they believe in each other, I can't picture them playing a bad game.
I think you have a good reference point, though. If you go back to Game 6 of the Winnipeg series, you think back to that series. They just steamrolled Winnipeg. Now, the score was very friendly to Winnipeg because of the third period. But if you watch the first 40 minutes of that game, Frank, you would know better than I, but I think it was less than 10 shots on goal for the Winnipeg Jets. So they didn't lay an egg in that one, and that was a closeout game. I think back to what they had to do to force a Game 7 in St. Louis against Dallas, and they were able to do that in a Game 6. So there's clear reference points for the St. Louis Blues and their players and their coaches and their fans where they've proven earlier in the playoffs that they know how to handle these kinds of situations.
Pierre, we're going to get a better idea shortly about the health of some of the Sharks star players, but just kind of a gut feel on Hertl, Pavelski, and Carlson. What do you think?
If they're cleared by the doctors, I would think that all of them would play. A lot of it comes down to being cleared. You know, they're talking about headshots on a couple of them, so concussion protocols would have to be followed. I'm not a doctor. I'm not even going to try to play one on TV, even though I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night. But that being, no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, Frank, I think the biggest thing is you've got to be really prudent if you're Pete DeBoer, and I'm sure he will be. The one thing I would say is usually, having been through this twice, coaching, getting to the Stanley Cup final in Pittsburgh back in the early 90s, you usually err on the side of caution more times than not, and I would imagine that that's how San Jose will pursue this.
I realize that Martin Jones is a big reason why the Sharks are here, but this is also the same Martin Jones who had those bad moments during the regular season, had some bad moments in the postseason. Do you think that performance the other night is getting in his head, or you don't think that's a factor?
I actually thought if it weren't for Martin Jones the other game that that would have been 9-0 St. Louis. Maybe the Kane goal goes in and it's 9-1 at the beginning of the game, but St. Louis was just omnipresent. They were spectacular. That's about as letter-perfect a road game as you can play, and they've proven it all playoff long that they're an elite road team, talking about St. Louis. And even goes back to the regular season, as you know, Frank. I remember a back-to-back weekend here where they played in February against Nashville and St. Louis on a Saturday, and in Nashville on a Sunday. And I was doing that game, that Sunday game on national TV, and I was just blown away by how thorough and how good St. Louis was on the road. So this is something that's been brewing for a long time. But I think Martin Jones will be fine. I don't see him being an issue for San Jose. I think he'll be, if they win this game, it'll be because Martin Jones was stellar.
Pierre, good stuff. I'll see you in the locker room shortly. We'll be watching tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh, great visiting with you, Frank. Anytime. Good luck, St. Louis.
All right. Pierre McGuire joining us, NBC Sports Network. Blues, Sharks, 7 o'clock. It should be special.
I mean, I don't mean to be too overtly optimistic, but if this game for San Jose truly comes down to Martin Jones, you're feeling pretty good as a Blues fan, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. Brian, you're going to take it from here. I'll be back shortly. I'm going to head down to the locker room. We'll see what the boys are saying. Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Frank Cusimano. He'll be ducking out for a little bit. We anticipate him and Martin being back around 11:30 or so, at which time Chris Kerber will be joining the show at about 11:35 for his Blues preview, brought to you by Petromart. I can only imagine the nerves that he has entering really the first game in his broadcasting career with a cup appearance on the line. But before we go to break, let me tell you a little bit about the St. Louis Cardinals. Go to cardinals.com/promotions to get your great promotional items today, including the upcoming Ozuna bobblehead. That's on May 24th. The Cardinals will host the Atlanta Braves. And that night, 30,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home a mystery jersey Ozuna bobblehead presented by AAA Insurance. Fans won't know which one they will receive until they walk through the gates, and from the photo that the Cardinals sent out, two of the four will include the neon green sleeve on his right arm. So check it today, cardinals.com/promotions. Jim Huerer will be hopping in studio on the other side of this timeout. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan KFNS and 590thefan.com.